Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes Film Festival, and today I am with Xavier Troussard, the head of unit for cultural policy, diversity and intercultural dialogue at European Commission. So thank you for being here, and we just have been to this panel for Creative Europe.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes, we organized today a series of events, but we had a conference in particular because the Commission just approved a policy document, what we call in Brussels a communication, about European films in the digital era. And so the idea of today's event was to present the main lines of this communication through a speech from the Commissioner, Mrs. Vassiliou, and then to have the discussion with a panel of professionals about what are the challenges for European films from the creative end up to the different ways and platforms on which citizens can access the diversity of European films.
I think that you're like experiencing the second phase, let's say, of this Creative Europe, because now that you finally turned in the media and culture program into Creative Europe, now there's the new challenge, the creating an audience, creating some products for the audience and building up and increasing the audience, especially the young audience, and bringing them to watch more European movies.
Yes, the media program has been supporting the cinema, the European cinema, for more than 20 years now. And we were fighting with the mission of bringing European films across borders and strengthening the capacity of the sector to deliver on this. And when we look at the figures, we see that we have made some progress, but still there's room for improvements in many respects. And so we are not only happy to have a new program, Creative Europe, that can bring some support to operators and continue to invest heavily, in particular on distribution, but we want to start a debate at European level about the other parameters that may influence the circulation of films across borders, starting with the national funds that create the basic frameworks in which films are financed, up to discussing with the sector about what they can do to reach to the audiences looking at their new behaviors. The fact that they all seem to love films, including European films, but they do not necessarily go exclusively watching them in cinema. So they look at films on TV, of course, which is still the main window for film viewing, but also growingly on their computers or even their tablets or smartphones. So this raises a number of challenges, and we want to discuss those challenges with policymakers and professionals in Europe.
One of the things that have been said among the audience here today at the panels is that maybe the problem that we're facing as European Union and in like fighting, let's say, competing against the big USA films is that we just have to find our way of showing our films to the audience. Because, and in my experience, I found that, as the producer from White Bunch said, it just that sometimes you have to get educated. It's a weird world, but sometimes you have to get educated to a different kind of film.
Yes, certainly we would not advocate mimicking Hollywood and trying to have so-called European pudding films to try to reach out of your country of origin. The experience shows that only strongly rooted films in their local culture have the strength to travel. And that's the beauty of the diversity in Europe that we want to keep and that we want to share more broadly. So it's true, it's been said in the panel that there was one mission of accompanying those films in each of the member states, which was the mission perhaps of television at some time, which was showing a lot of foreign films and educating people with diversity. Now we have to find new ways of doing this because the economics of television does not perhaps allow the same freedom. And that's why in Creative Europe, but also in our policy debates, we want to devote a lot of attention to audience development. And audience development is partly an issue with for the operators to try a new strategy to establish a long-term relationship with their audience. But it is also an issue of education and an issue of public service in a way. And so we consider also that film education initiatives have to be looked at in Europe, and we can learn from each other how we can still distillate in young people at the youngest age the taste for diversity and the appreciation for the freedom of creation and the appreciation for the unicity of works which characterize the European cinema.
Where do you see Creative Europe in the future, if we had to think about 1 year from now and have a new panel, what will we talk about?
Well, I think that today we have taken the broad picture. So from creation to exhibition, I think the dialogue we want to have with the sector will have to pinpoint a number of issues where either all the parties think that we can learn from each other and speed up the innovation process in Europe or the adaptation process, both of policies and practices in the market. And therefore, I would expect next year to have much more focused topics to discuss and to harvest already in the panel the results of all the discussions we'll have in different frameworks with the professionals and with the policymakers.
So I hope you can promise me that we will meet next year and we'll talk about what's happening.
I'm sure that Creative Europe will be there next year and we'll be able to report on the progresses.
I hope I will be there too, and thank you, Xavier Toussaint, for being on Free Radio with us.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival for FRED, the festival insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.